Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me here on Main Street, where small business owners do some pretty amazing things. Somebody who knows all about that is our good friend Stephen Little. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 6 years. He is he's a growth expert, one of the top business growth experts on the planet. He is the author of a number of books, including the 7 Irrefutable Rules of Small Business Growth. And his new book is called Duck and Cover, and it's all about how to survive in the post-Great Recession era. And he's our good friend, Stephen Little. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you, sir?
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Stephen.
It's actually been 6 years. Unbelievable. Time flies when you're having fun.
You know, I always like being able to provide this kind of a dream come true for folks like you, Stephen. You know, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, Stephen, one of the things that's happening right now, even as we speak, people are looking around. Employees are looking around and saying, "Okay, maybe I'm not as tethered to this job that I've come to not like so much." And varying degrees of emotions about their job. And I'm talking, you know, across the spectrum, large companies, small companies, and you know, I'm a capable person, and I've been hanging out here because I was afraid to even think about going anywhere else because I was just happy to have a job. But things are changing a little bit. The marketplace is opening up a little bit. Maybe I should start looking around. And that's happening.
Yeah.
And that's a two-edged sword for any business owner, isn't it? Because it could be an opportunity to get someone to lure someone away, or it could be an opportunity to lose a key person, right?
Yeah, and I think that the fear is the key word that you use, that people have been fearful for a while, and it made sense to stick with what you had and what you knew and the bird in the hand, if you will. But I think that whether there's reasons to have fear go away or if there's actually real reasons for it, I'm not sure that there isn't as much just fear fatigue going on.
Right.
Is the real. So people are just tired of being afraid, and so they are. They're starting to look around, and there's studies that show that there's an awful lot of people that are saying, as soon as things heat up at all, first sign of daylight, I'm out of here. And
right.
And I think that is a threat for a lot of people and an opportunity for those that know how to play the game right.
Right, no question about it. But I think that for big businesses, this is going to be the side of the sword that they have the potential to lose good people is going to cut them a little bit deeper than it is for small businesses. And I think it's more of a negative scenario for big businesses and more of a positive scenario for small businesses. What do you think about that?
I don't think there's any question. And you know, we've always known that if given a choice, people have always responded to surveys that they would, if all things being equal, including benefits, they would always prefer to work for a smaller company.
Right.
And I think it's even more true right now with given some of the problems of the past few years. So, you know, I tell business owners every day that you're always in the recruitment business. It's not a matter of if times are good or bad or if you need a position tomorrow. Really true all-stars are so difficult and few and far between. They're so difficult to identify. When a great person walks in the door, you try to find a way to bring him into the fold. And knowing how to identify greatness is maybe the of trouble. But when you know you've got somebody that's a true all-star, you put them on the team.
Well, that's right. And see, this is one of the challenges for small business owners, because when we have an opportunity to bring somebody on that, and we know we're going to need them, we just don't have the place for them yet. Maybe we don't have a seat for their backside, or the cash in the budget in the money in the budget for them, we have to make a stretch. We have to do something, and so that's the reason why after this next break, I want to talk a little bit about How do we get ready for this? How do we, you know, even if we don't know what that person looks like, you know, shouldn't we go ahead, Stephen, and anticipate that that opportunity is going to present itself, and
sure,
and at least be thinking about, all right, if Santa Claus dropped, you know, the perfect key employee, maybe even the person who could take my business and, you know, buy it from me one day, if Santa Claus dropped that person in my lap in the next, you know, in the next 6 months or a year, what would I do with that? How would I do that? So I want to talk about that when we come back after this break. Give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books.
Stephen with a V, middle initial S like Sterling Little. StephenSLittle.com.
StephenSterlingLittle.com. Check it out.
Yep.
And we're going to take
Little,
a quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. We've got more to come with our good friend Stephen Little.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.